your football live. Plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost. Just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibes, your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV Stream. Download it today.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: President Hichilema applauds Zambians' resilience as economy rebounds after IMF ECF completion. Government reaffirms desire for late President Lungu to be buried in Zambia. China to relax travel rules for British visitors, UK says.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalan. President Hakainde Hichilema has thanked Zambians for their patience and resilience as the country records signs of economic recovery following the successful conclusion of the International Monetary Fund's Extended Credit Facility ECF program. In a statement issued by State House, President Hichilema says Zambia's economy is stabilizing, highlighted by a stronger kwacha, easing inflation and renewed confidence from international partners. For the first time since August 2023, inflation has dropped to single digits, falling to 9.4% in January from 11.2% in the previous month, easing pressure on household budgets. The president said the progress is a direct result of prudent fiscal management and structural reforms now recognized by the IMF after completing the ECF program. He thanked the fund for its partnership and said the government will build on the foundations already laid. President Hichilema noted that Zambia was in default in 2021 but is now on a path to prosperity, adding that the focus is shifting from stabilization to job creation and improved livelihoods. According to the IMF, Zambia's real GDP growth is projected at 5.8% in 2026, while public debt has reduced from 112% of GDP in 2021 to a projected 78% this year. The Minister of Energy, Makozo Chikote, says the current stable electricity supply in Zambia is as a result of a long-term strategic plan, not a political strategy. Mr. Chikota has criticized opposition parties for portraying President Hakainde Hichilema as uncaring about the people's needs. He has assured the nation that the country will not return to the era of prolonged load shedding, stating that the ongoing investment in alternative energy sources are now sufficiently addressing the electricity supply challenges previously experienced. Mr. Chikota says Zambia is diversifying its energy mix, focusing on solar power to embrace resilience against climate-related shocks. The minister was speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony of the 20-megawatt NRDC solar power project in Monali, in Lusaka, which also includes a dedicated 2-megawatt grid-connected solar plant to supply the Natural Resources Development College NRDC. The minister said the project demonstrates government's resolve to translate policy commitments into tangible infrastructure that supports sustainable development.
Solar energy is a strategic pillar in our response to rising demand, climate resilience, and sustainable development. Solar therefore offers reliability, scalability, and environmentally sustainability and qualities that are indispensable as Zambia pursue inclusive economic growth. It is for the above reason that this project aligns seamlessly with the government's integrated resource plan.
And Zesco Limited Managing Director Engineer Justin Longo described the project as a powerful example of what strategic partnerships can achieve, citing the collaboration between Zesco, Kiona Energy Limited, Taiho and NRDC.
Now what we see is we are coming from an environment where for electricity to be produced, you had to look for water, you had to look for a hydro facility in order for you to produce an electron, a unit of electricity. Now, technology is evolving and evolving very quickly. Today, Kiona says, harnessing nature, powering progress.
And the Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary, represented by Director Dr. Chizumba Shepande, said the project would strengthen climate resilience programs while elevating NRDC into a center of excellence and a demonstration hub for renewable energy-driven agricultural education. Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha says it is the desire of the government to ensure that late President Edgar Lungu is buried in Zambia before the 2026 general election. Minister Kabesha says the discussions with the Lungu family regarding the arrangements for his burial are underway, although no agreement has been reached yet. He says government is currently awaiting the family to file an appeal related to the ruling that mandates the repatriation of Mr. Lungu's body to Zambia. Mr. Kabesha emphasized the government's commitment to facilitating the former president's burial within the country. Former President Lungu passed away on June 5, 2025 in Pretoria, South Africa, and his burial has been a contentious issue with the government led by President Hage Geingob, wanting him to be buried in Zambia with a state funeral, while the family prefers a private burial in South Africa.
That is the wish and the intention of government, that we should, before we get to election, surely we should bury our sixth president, Edgar Gachagua Lungu. So, but legally, on my side, what has happened is that the Lungu family were granted leave to appeal, okay, on 23rd December 2025 by the Supreme Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court of Appeal gave order that by 11th February, the Lungu family, if they do intend to continue contesting, can file the notice of appeal.
The Patriotic Front has described the election of Mporokoso Member of Parliament, Brian Munduwili, to a senior leadership position in the Tonse Alliance as an indication that he has resigned and expelled himself from the Patriotic Front. According to the Patriotic Front, Mr. Munduwili's election within the Tonse Alliance signals a clear shift in his political allegiance. The development follows a meeting held yesterday by the Danipuk led Tonse Alliance, where Mr. Munduwili was elected as the Alliance's presidential candidate for the 2026 general election. The PF has maintained that assuming such a position in a rival political alliance is incompatible with a continued membership in the Patriotic Front. Party member of the Central Committee, Jean Kapata, has confirmed that the Patriotic Front is expected to convene a meeting on Saturday to deliberate on the matter and determine the political fate of the Mporokoso lawmaker.
A central committee meeting this Saturday, and I think his verdict to be decided in that central committee, and a pronouncement will then be made. As far as we are concerned, he has left the party, and he has expelled himself, and we can only wish him well in his endeavors.
And now, business news.
Eden University has officially launched its 2026-2030 strategic plan, marking a major milestone in the institution's growth and future direction. Speaking at the event, University Chancellor Achille Shegapwempwem says the new strategic plan reflects the university's commitment to academic excellence, innovation, and purposeful leadership.